know how you lot work at schools. Teachers and all of that.
Some kids are calm.
Mm-mm.
Kids are calm, man.
Nah. Do you see, if it's my kids, you can slap them, but you can't slap those kids.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm going to box my kids. You said that are great like me. Because I got a good boxing. I'm amazing. Justin.
I'm not saying anything.
I just feel like you want beef with me today.
There's no beef.
You are.
There's
you
no
want
qualms.
Beef with
There's
me
no
today.
Qualms.
First of all, you're late.
Yo, time management is a madness.
Mm-mm. We need to do
nah,
better.
Usually I'm not. I wasn't at home today, so.
Where have you been?
No, I was on the other side of Brum.
You do what?
Chilling. I was actually with no one. I was doing something. I was in the house. There we go.
Right.
Trying to bait me out in that. I'm the single one here. Alvin's in a relationship.
Alvin's with the Lord.
Alvin's
I'm single. I'm single.
Alvin's keeping
I'm
it on the low.
No, seriously, guys, I'm single. Let's end this.
Alvin's keeping it on the low.
Because let's say a year from now, man's actually single. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, Christian.
You know them people that like love discuss relationships
exactly.
on social media?
Nah,
and then, like, a month after.
Nah,
I'm not. I'm not speaking into
don't
existence,
speak
but bro, life happens.
That, nah, that would
never be me. Speak about your
one. Speak about that would never be me. That would never be me.
Hello from the edit, it's Future Alvin.
Yeah, so it's Cameron here.
Hi guys, Justin here.
Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast.
And you're locked into the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's about to be a mazzoline still.
I can't post it on Instagram where gonna stay there forever.
Mm.
Can post it on my story because it's going to disappear anyway.
Trust me.
Man said those pictures will disappear.
Nah.
And then you get
people asking you, oh, how's you? And I'm like, I don't know, fam.
But don't ask me how I am, fam.
What if they're genuinely concerned?
No, man.
They don't care, blood.
Is that what we're saying? SD people don't care?
No, they don't. Man.
Most of them don't. They just want to be inner.
Alvin, what are you saying?
What am I saying?
Inner.
I will start speaking.
Are you trying to work something out? Are we still recording though?
Yeah.
Man's been recording.
Oh, sorry. I can't move. Yo, do you know what I saw?
What?
Someone's called Salt the Earth. Bro, swear. A Catholic one as well. On
yeah.
Spotify, swear.
No way.
What are you talking
swear
about?
We've got a bad boy name anyway. We're going with the mother's meeting one, you know.
Yeah.
It's not moist.
Calm. Nah, it's not moist. It's just like
my baby FaceTiming me.
Don't know. He looks like a flipping.
He's cute, innit?
Yeah. You know, I find funny babies have old people hairlines. You know.
In it.
Babies have old people hairlines. The baby's moving like it's stressed, man.
Yeah, like it's balding.
Which baby? Sorry, which baby?
My godson.
Bro, I saw a 20-year-old like in work.
Yeah.
Bro, when I couldn't even check it. I had to check his ID, but because obviously he looks like a bit skinny.
Mm.
Bro, he looked like a big, big 32-year-old man.
Yeah.
Almost 20.
Stressed.
No,
he's stressed.
19, bro.
He's stressed.
Nah, man.
He's stressed, bro.
Can't do it. Man, was it she going bold? Was it she going bold as well?
Shout out to all them grown 20-year-olds.
It's uni, man. The uni stress is getting to them.
Already? They ain't gone through no uni stress. All they've gone through is freshers.
Exactly, but freshers lose a lot to handle, you know.
Nah, it's not bad. bit of semen loss, you know. After.
Wow, what are we talking about? Yo! That just took me off guard.
What a lovely turn of phrase that was.
Listen, I don't know how we went from talking about hairlines.
Oh my God.
That escalated.
That's getting bleeped.
It was not a swear word. It's a scientific name.
Semen.
Is it? But it says in the Bible, my man spilled his semen on the ground.
Whoa,
and
who
God
did
was
that?
It does say that, but
who did that?
God was unhappy with my man.
Someone's brother.
Semen on the ground. He pulled out. Remember. God wasn't happy with that.
Oh yeah, I've read that.
I can't remember whose brother he was.
One of them 12 boys. What's his name? Joseph's brothers.
One of them.
Yeah.
This is America. Sorry. Copyright reasons, we cannot sing that song. Shout out, Charles Gambino.
My Danny God. Glover. His hairline's another mad thing, if I remember right. So, not so my life.
He's different, he is.
What do you mean?
Like, he is different, though.
Nah, he used to.
Do you get what I mean?
He's different. No, like, I think he's the same. In a good kind of...
I mean, it's good, because it's his way. Own thing.
Yeah. He's got his own, like, label around it, basically.
Yeah. He wouldn't be my type of guy, though.
Why are you not tracking?
No. What's your type of guy? What type of rapper is your type of guy?
Rapper wise, let me think. What rapper would I get with?
I'd get with Kirk Franklin.
Well,
is Kirk a rapper?
First of
all, he does hit me. When Kirk goes,
I am dead.
This is the revolution. Ever seen the revolution?
I don't know. Like, I actually don't know what rapper I'd get with.
Nah.
I don't think there's one. There's anyone that I find attractive like that.
Fair play.
Really?
What are you saying? Like rough or like calm?
What do you mean rough?
Like aggressive or not aggressive? Aggressive or
Cameron.
Calm.
We're talking about flow, okay?
Okay, rough looking or
looking,
smooth
not style.
No, I know what you're talking about. How would we know? How would we?
Oh my
days! But how
what?
We wouldn't know? We wouldn't know.
Aggressive.
Oh god.
Who is calm?
There's a lot of calm out there.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking like
Chance? The
Chance.
Calm.
Okay, Chance I see what you mean. So as in personality.
Chance is my type of guy. Still.
Okay. You're talking personality. Calm.
Yeah. Personality normal. Okay. There we go. Rough. Or
Chance is chill. His brother is chill. Tyler.
You see, that means Josh's answer is aggressive.
If you want someone local.
Is Tyler,
not
is
Tyler
brother.
The creator. Taylor Bennett.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Tyler the creator is like. Do you know what?
Like,
he's one of the funniest people
Chance,
by accident.
Chance is,
who?
Taylor.
Tyler.
Material.
Yeah, he is.
I feel like Chance.
He's got good music.
To me, he is like. He is unfiltered.
You know who made a great gospel album?
Go on.
Kanye. I swear on my life.
There's only one song I like, bro.
No, I'm playing. I'm actually messing.
I was about to pull out some tracks. Like.
Yeah? And it's not with no gospel. There's no gospel rappers in it.
Yeah.
It's with Where is it?
Yeah. I've not listened to that.
I'm not interested in it.
I
couldn't do it.
I reckon
I'd do it.
Couldn't do what?
Like,
listen to the there's actually no rapper that I'd say I fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm gonna try and think of a rapper who looks like.
Everything.
I'll bleep that name out. Don't worry. Sorry, I'm trying to think of a rapper who looks like
Bro,
who looks like someone.
It's the only hardest song that he's got. It's literally the only one that's nice.
I can't listen to the type of music.
I'll listen to that. I only listen to gospel.
Yeah, like if I'm listening to gospel, I'm listening to gospel.
Nah, I swear on my life.
Really?
I don't know about the rest of you heathens, but I only listen to gospel. Alvin listens to
Andrew.
Yeah.
That's do you know this folks. Has come from the guy who was singing Keisha and Becky earlier? Okay.
Just saying.
We have flipped the script here.
Keisha's the girl down the road. And Becky was with her, but I drove fast.
Wait, you drove what?
Drove fast.
Oh. What, you said you drove fast? I was like, whoa.
Nah.
Where are we going?
This is getting caught out.
I just thought off with Justin, you know.
Nah. I'm calm.
Mm-mm. No way, you just came from.
Oh my gosh.
Just wrong. Justin came from a beauty call, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Came from
you
hashtag Bible study.
Nah, I hate you lot.
Hey,
let's study Songs of Solomon and that. Hey, Song of Solomon talks about sucking breasts, you know.
Oh, yeah, but Song listen, hard. You know what? Mate, no, no, no. But
Song of Solomon's
hard. Yeah, but I want to study it properly. I'm not, because I haven't read it in a lot.
You know what? Let's talk about it next week.
Yeah, okay.
My life.
Not next week. I need time.
The week after next week.
Okay, week after. No, 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 because we won't discuss it.
You might just go on the Bible up and be like, sucking breasts.
No, it doesn't say that explicitly.
2 weeks.
But it says it in its ways.
It says all sorts.
Ross says a lot.
But I want to read it. I want to study it because I've just read through it.
They literally have bars.
But I used to sit down in church.
If you want to watch, your reading bars.
Me and my friends used to open it.
Oh my day.
And then like read it, and we'd just be busting up.
and then it'd be time for like a hymn, and you guys wouldn't stand up for some reason.
Mad.
You're so funny.
Bible's got porn, you know. Mad.
Yeah.
What? I wouldn't describe it as
because you meant to suck.
Huh?
Meant to what?
Finish that sentence.
Express it.
Wow.
I mean, if that's what you like, you know.
Wow.
There's a time and a place, man. Sometimes you have to.
Yeah, the marriage bed.
Sometimes you have to get some.
The marriage bed.
See, that's what Satan is so good, man.
I don't know.
At flipping,
no, I mean like, flipping, I mean like
everything
in
that
marriage?
God created. No, no, because like, there's so many things that like, do you know what we think? As like, it's fascinating. Like as Christians, we think that there are things that we can't have, and it's like, no, you can have this. Just have it like this.
Yeah,
yeah. You can but then have we the breast, like just have it just in have the confines of marriage.
Yeah,
this is it's, it.
Yeah.
So you have to wait. It's like everyone wants to be silent right now. That's like we've already done it.
Like it's I. So you say that again. Everyone wants to be
everyone
silent.
Wants
now.
To be silent. That's like they've already done it.
No, we haven't.
Wow.
I only see my own nipple.
For the people that didn't hear that, he said he's only seen his own nipple.
Yeah, oh right. My days. Okay, so what are we discussing today?
Breasts.
No.
But it would be nowhere to say that, you know.
We are
the relationship.
Oh, there was a question.
Oh yeah, obviously. There's just been this discussion that's been going about, and everyone's just talking about it. So I want to see what you guys think. Can you be too broke to date?
<It's> Say so that bad. Again. Can you be?
Can you be too broke to date?
Depending on what you define as dating.
Can you be too broke to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
Ooh. Okay, depends. Either starting out.
No. Personally.
No.
No.
Mad.
Nah, starting out, no. But like when I say as it goes in, obviously you're not gonna have like goals. You're not gonna wanna go on dates like all the time. You're not gonna wanna go places. Cause obviously you've spoken about like gaining a house or gaining like that mortgage that we all long for. So yeah, it's a bit. Just have to know to spend your money wisely, really.
In the Adventist context.
Oh.
I want us to pause just a moment.
Yeah, I did. I watched it today.
I watched the last one. So okay. That was it. That's the only episode I've ever watched.
What?
The last episode of Hammer.
Oh, wait. Today. Who's she? Is she the one who plays the flute?
Yeah.
She cracks me up.
I like her.
Same.
Lizzo.
Yeah.
But
she's skilled, man.
Hmm?
Is that a song? The Truth Hurts? What's that song?
I don't know.
Could you be with a fluffy thing?
That's a song. Over Nova's question.
I'm waiting. Why?
Fluffy. Define fluffy. Is she soft?
I'm fluffy.
Shut up.
I'm fluffy.
No.
Yeah, Alvin's fluffy still. Alvin's got gates, you know.
What does that mean, gates?
I mean, you hip swing, fam. Cool.
Anyway, can you guys answer my question, yeah? Can you be too broke to have a girlfriend? Or
no. Personally, no.
Okay, why is that?
Yeah, okay.
You think, yeah?
Yes.
Cam?
Yes.
You can be too broke to have a girl?
Yes.
I guess yes, but I think also no.
Depending on the date that you have. Obviously, the Christian confines, quotation marks.
In the Adventist context.
Of course you can. In the Adventist context.
Yeah.
Like, you see, with the things with SDAs now, it's like the girls now, let's be honest. The girls all want a man with goals, aspirations.
Yeah.
I got is, you, is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. But
that
like,
doesn't
have,
mean money, though.
You have to have the full package. Yo, you would think
what's
that,
the full package?
Girls would always say like, oh, what if I want to do this? Like, it might not be straight away, but like deeper down, later down the line, when they see their if they do see their friends having other things, like, oh, he brought me leaves the other day, or he brought me this, he brought me that, he took me to some nice restaurant. Get me, girls. Someone's gonna want to want that.
Do you and know what? Why I don't agree with your point is because you said SDA girls.
Yeah, I think that's it's one. I think it's all girls.
I think
okay,
it's
yeah,
girls.
Girls in general. But I'm talking. But I'm that's talking not. About that's context.
Not. I personally, yeah, I would date someone who had potential, so they wouldn't have to have money at that point.
See, that's but, the, that's
the. Oh no, that that's potential foolishness.
No, no, seriously,
that's
seriously.
That's the next point I'm going to though, because like, that's the next point I'm going to because the person.
Yeah, I'd date with some. I wouldn't date someone who don't have a plan. If you don't have a plan, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're meant to do in life. Then, for me personally, you're not ready for me. So, we'll put that on standby.
To be honest, you're not ready for anyone.
Yeah, to be fair. So I do think that sometimes you can be too broke to be in a relationship where I feel like at that point you need to be concentrating on yourself and sorting your life out, basically. And because I do you know what I mean? Like, I can't be visiting you and there's not, you can't even get me juice. Like, it's not a thing.
Like, a juice, bro.
You can't get juice.
Yeah.
What's
so,
wrong with water?
Not nah. A Capricorn. No Capricorn is right, you know?
Do you know what I mean?
You know what? I feel that.
Yeah, so that's I feel true. Like sometimes but
this
you
is
just
maybe,
have
I was
to concentrate
thinking from
on
this
yourself.
Angle, I was thinking from this angle. I have, like, if you think of weddings and just going to weddings and any weddings that you've been to recently, or I don't know, or not, weddings are expensive. Weddings are pricey.
Yeah.
Very pricey.
But they didn't used to be like that. Like, weddings did, or they were an occasion, but they weren't like that pricey. And this the thing that has been in my mind is like to agree, the agreement that you're making when you're marrying someone is that you will be together through thick and thin. And now
yeah,
that what
until,
that means
until
is,
that point.
Yeah, yeah, but like what happens
I
if
can
say
go, big man.
Yeah, but if you can't deal with thin now, why should you be able
nah,
to deal
nah,
with
nah,
it
nah.
later?
We're not saying thin. As I said, like there's two parts of it.
As in,
like, I feel like obviously, as Norma said, if there's potential, then that's calm. If a person's broke like from the start, then I wouldn't really. Me personally, I don't really think anything's wrong with that because, like, obviously, I wouldn't really want to. Me personally, I don't want to show that I've got money. If that makes sense, because girls are very. Oof. You know what I mean? So it's like
Whoa.
A thing. Nah, it's true. It's not deep.
No, no, no. I'm joking.
I'm not joking. It's true. Girls are literally tapped. If you show that you've got everything there, and you're literally doing everything for them. That's an expectation. You've already set that level. If you start lower, like you don't do nothing for them, make them come to you.
What girls are you getting with that? The views here expressed do not.
I mean, like, as in,
I'm not subscribed to by everyone.
I don't tell a girl that I'm driving. I make a girl meet me at the place, and then she knows that I'm driving. If she wants to catch bus back, then calm. If she wants to still,
yeah, you know what? I do hear that.
Then yeah, that's calm as well.
You know what? To be honest, back in the day as well, girls did used to look at.
Yeah, use man as taxi. Like,
yeah.
So I ain't got time for that, really.
Yeah, no.
Because I'm not gonna pick you up from your house and then drop you home, and then that's an expectation. That's
yo.
That's
in the old days, that used to be called chivalry.
Nah, big man. Nah, that's called a waste of petrol, big man.
Literally,
what?
It's a waste of petrol.
Nah, see,
go on.
Norma.
What?
The female perspective. Come on. Bring it.
Personally,
so girls don't use man as taxi, man.
I'm sorry. I've never witnessed that. I've never done it. So
lies,
I don't know.
Lies.
Hang on.
How?
To be fair,
how is it lies?
Norma always gets an Uber.
Like,
well, not always,
I'm,
but
I'm,
Norma
I
gets
never
an
lie.
Uber.
I never
you,
lie.
Norma, but like, obviously, you've got friends.
You've witnessed
you see,
other
you've
girls,
witnessed girls
do it.
I can't lie.
You.
Oh no,
not that directly. Your friends.
Listen. I've heard about these things, I can't lie. I've heard about these things, but my girls pattern themselves. Like, my girls are patterned. If you know my friends, like any of the ones that you know, most of them drive. And yeah, I surround myself with people that, you know.
Okay.
Can't lie.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'd say.
Listen, if I've got a bummy friend, name her right now.
I don't know it either.
Name a bummy friend that I have.
Simon says not me.
Simon's Simon says I don't know. So.
Exactly. You guys, you've seen my girls. Like, my okay. friends from
friends.
Church.
Name your friends. We'll bleep them out.
Yo, no, no. Okay, go on.
Okay,
if
all
you,
right.
If you want to.
Go on.
If you want to. I don't know.
As long as you bleep them out.
I was going to be vexed, you know. I was going to be vexed. Nah, don't go say on. Them. Don't say
just,
the name.
Well, just pause it. Just pause it.
No, carry
on. Okay, one.
Okay. She drives, okay.
Okay. Drives. I don't know if you guys... No,
me.
No.
I'm joking.
He's allowed to say that because he's friends with her.
That was Cameron.
He's allowed to say that because he's friends with her. Right.
I'm leaving that in. No, I'm joking. I don't know.
Do you guys know... You know...
Oh, yeah.
You guys do, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Ransom.
All of them are clean. All of them are clean. Okay, we get it. Okay,
all right. Okay, exactly. So,
okay.
So, but my point is, yeah, I would date someone like for example, if I dated a uni student.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? I understand they're not going to have all the money in the world.
Yeah.
But then that's when I look at
student
what you're studying. That's when I look at things like what you're studying, like those
what are your
I
plans for the future.
Yeah? Like I want to know what you're studying, what are your plans for your future, like what's your route, how are you gonna get there if you don't have those things.
One sec, can I just say about something that you're studying? See them, there's them people out there that study them lapsidaisical degrees.
What's like, give an example of that.
Man's always adding courses, you know, like.
Go on.
I'm playing. There's just certain degrees that have no industry,
you're not lying.
Or
I can't lie. If a guy comes to me and tells me he's studying sports, I'm like,
wow.
No.
I'm right here, bro. Hear me. That's so mad.
Okay. All right. Just
in sports. What? Sports what? Sports what?
Sports and exercise.
Okay.
Now, I rate your... No. Don't... Yo. No, defend yourself, because that's a course. That's a course.
No. I'm saying the people that study dance with movement, get them out of here. Get them out of here. Get them out of here. Dance with movement. Get them out of here. Get them all out of here.
Listen.
Shut down the course.
I've never... There's a uni course called dance.
There's a uni course called dance with movement.
Oh, okay. How
else are you going
to
dance?
Wait.
What?
For the record, with my course, you can actually go into the NHS. You can actually, there is an industry
in
my course.
That's what I was going to say. Is massaging part of your...
Therapy as well.
Yep.
There's lots of things.
Yeah.
Tell them.
But then here's the other thing.
Fix your face.
To me, if I were to think a pointless course, I'm thinking...
Arts.
Like... No. Arts are... There's a point to arts. But if you're doing something like arts.
Not like the history
if you're doing,
of
yeah,
arts.
Yeah, if you're doing the history of art.
History of arts is amazing.
You know what?
I think it's amazing personally.
No. It's good if you know that... If you think, okay, I want to be an art historian.
That's podcast is lying, you know?
I said,
yo, big man, yo.
If you just go to draw...
No. If you cannot draw... If you cannot draw, blood... And that's you're going to uni to do art. Allow it. If you draw stick men, allow it, blood.
Do you know what? I'll correct myself, actually. Yeah.
Damn right, you better.
In terms of, like, when you study something like sports.
Oh.
No.
Let's go again. Correct yourself.
I feel like... Cameron, shut up. I feel like it's one of those courses. You can't just do a degree.
That's why I have certificates as well. Thank you very much. Next question.
Anyway,
let's go.
It's not a question.
I work in a school, private school. Thank you very much.
You can't just do a degree. Like it's very competitive. You have to do all this postgraduate business and things like that. It's just one of those courses, really. It's very like there's so much because so many people do them as well. So it's very saturated. It's very competitive. So. That's why sometimes it's a bit pointless.
My personal view is that there's certain... What? Huh? I think, okay, for a start, if I could go back to 18,
yeah,
I've always said this, I wouldn't go to university.
Thank you very much.
But then, but then here's the other thing. If I do anything, I think that anything that you do that involves people, as in direct interaction with people, any job like that, or any job that involves, so to me, these are the jobs that I am like, okay, these are the jobs. Any job that involves direct work with people, so that would be like where you're like teaching something or you're working physically with the human body or something. Anything like being a mechanical engineer, being a plumber, being an electrician.
Mm.
Those are the jobs. Like from my perspective, those are the jobs that will last.
Right. Okay.
So like if I look at jobs, like so one of my lecturers at university moved to UCL. Yeah. Mm. He was working on how you could use image processing and machine learning to diagnose or to help diagnose breast cancer. Yeah? To help diagnose breast cancer.
Yeah.
Like, machine learning, artificial intelligence is going to permeate everything. It's going to permeate.
I know my job is gone in the next couple years.
I used to think that your job was safe.
Accounting.
Oh.
Mate, so many jobs are not safe. If anything you do with your hands.
Everything is becoming computerized. Like most people now, if you're self-employed, you actually don't need an accountant. If you go online, there's so many services, like there's so many forms that everything
electronics,
so all you have to do is like put things like your revenue and your expenditure and everything just works out with a computer, and you just know how much tax you need to pay.
Yeah,
so you don't think cleaners will last as well? I think cleaners will last for long because people are lazy.
Cleaners, window cleaners.
No, people just get robots, big man.
Yeah, people are going to get robots.
But robots, like that robots are not going to do everything. Like physical, I think that mind robots are going to do way more than physical.
No, I feel like they're going to generate equipment that's going to be it's not going to be so manual that anyone can do it. Like you can just do it for yourself instead of getting a cleaner
or self cleaning products.
Yeah, do you get what I mean? But I know my job is in trouble, so that's why I'm switching.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah,
as you know.
All right, so boom. How much money do you need in your account then to start a relationship?
I feel like if you're
sorry, can I work back? Carry on. Let's answer this question, and I'm gonna answer the next question.
I don't think that there's a specific number. Oh, yeah. Like you just have to be able to afford, you know, doing stuff with someone, and like just at least afford the basics. Like at least have juice when I come to your house. Like, do you know what I mean?
Juice is important, guys. So yeah, guys, juice is important. If you're going out with a girl, make sure you have
Make sure you have a cap percent in your pocket.
Exactly.
So fuck, you have it in the fridge, you know, bro.
Like, yeah.
No, see, I connected that somewhere else. Instead of making sure that you have.
Yeah, I feel like especially with us, like if you're gonna have like, you know, we're SDAs, and like when we get into relationships. Like,
you know, sometimes I think that if someone's gonna be listening to this, they're gonna be like, are they? But carry on.
We are. No, do you know what? We are, and I want people to know, because people always think that just because we're Christians, like we're not allowed to be human beings. Like
exactly.
Like it's just to show that we're just human beings as well. And
we have the same wants and needs.
Exactly. Being a Christian doesn't mean, what are we looking at?
Christians are horny too.
Oh no.
Wow.
That's when I get married.
Wow.
Say your second statement again. That's why
they get married.
Oof. Who says that? Paul.
So you're getting married simply because you're
You shouldn't.
Whoa.
No. He said something like,
you've been dating for like how long? You're like
First Corinthians 7.
Nah, we're not gonna go there.
That's not true.
That's another topic, but it is true though.
So
that's not your reason.
I'm not saying that's the main reason. It could be because like you love the. It could be.
Nah,
it is
Paul,
because you love
Paul
the person.
Says it, Paul says
and, like you want everything.
I
want to
see your wife. I do.
Alvin.
Find
the verse.
My wife will love me for me, not for the honeyness.
But it's better you should marry than to burn in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't burn inside at me.
You get me.
If you got that pent up tension, release it, bro. Get
the pumps, you know what I mean?
Release it, get that marriage. It may take a couple of years, but wait them years.
years, you know.
Years. Okay, actually, speaking about years, how long do you guys think you should date someone?
Till you get married.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 7 verse 9.
Jeez.
Woo! What does that say?
A verse, you know.
But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn.
And then that's the married, true. Do you know, that command. Makes sense. Because
that's what I'm on about. That's what I'm on
okay,
about.
Okay, but we hear that now. How many...
Why the next verse? I'll be
how many years? Like,
I'm saying, personally, there is no amount of years that could be put on it. Obviously, people wait 2 years. People have like a limit on it. I don't really believe in a
like
limit.
For you personally, how, for me personally, how long like, would you?
Say if I know this person, obviously me personally, I would love to get to know a girl as like a best friend, to like get to know their ins and outs, everything about them, and then obviously once I met the family, then it's just happy sailing from there. Why not get on a knee from them?
Why not get on one knee
just right there?
Hear that.
In all honesty, I was told like from a pastor, from our pastor that I spoke to.
Counseling against long engagement.
Not even that. I'm saying I'm saying he literally knew his wife. He's speaking to his wife from time. But like when she started dating, he asked his wife there and then, would you marry me? Go on one knee. And then she said yeah, and then he literally bought the ring the next day.
Lovely.
And then
calm. What about you?
I think my thing is just being in like a certain financial place, innit? And being in like an emotional place as well, innit? Like, as Justin was saying, I feel like you need time to get to know someone, innit? But definitely. My thing is, I just don't want that long engagement, innit? So,
it's true still. Like, that could be very off putting.
It can be, so I'm just trying to keep that as short as possible. But as far as like the dating thing goes,
to be honest, dating is an engagement if you think about it.
An
engagement.
Sorry, dating is what?
Dating is like, okay, do you have like people have the engagement period where like they feel like they have to get to know each other more in the engagement? I feel like dating is that, or is already that.
I feel like outside the world, no, but that's how it should be for us.
Nah, definitely.
But people should not be getting to know each other during
engagement. Because you're the normal person.
Obviously, you get it, like, obviously you are knowing that person more, but you shouldn't be like getting like Pastor Gordon was saying it, like, I think he was saying it like last week. He's saying like some couple must have come up to him and was like, can you do marriage counselling with us? But they've already been engaged, innit? So it's like, why are you asking me now? Like, you've already kind of made a decision, innit?
I thought that's when you get counselling.
I would say it's advisable to get counseling even before you both come to that decision
that's in your head that you're gonna get married, then why not go there?
I'd say if you're really serious with the person, like in the conventional relationship, people are gonna say, okay, boom, 3-4 years to get to know each other before you get engaged, innit? Longer.
What, dating?
Shorter.
Yeah.
You mean dating, like get to 3-4 years?
3-4 years dating.
Some
people do that.
I don't agree with it because this is like the world in me type of thing, but I genuinely don't believe that people are celibate for 4+ years.
I'll believe it.
I right heard that before. I was like, yo, especially in Adventist relationship or just Christian relationships,
especially if you're with
that person for like 3-4 years, you're beaten, fam.
Yeah, I don't believe that. So this is why I'm
see all them people that I've been dating for 3-4 years.
Exactly.
We know. You're beaten. But it's okay because Jesus saves.
Don't tell me. Exactly.
It's okay because there's grace and mercy.
I don't believe that.
It's not okay, but like, it definitely is. Because think about it, like, obviously, like, we all slip up.
No, I'm joking.
I'm being serious, innit? Okay, go on. Like, okay, it's not the end of the world, innit? But you shouldn't be. But that's a symptom of, like, people feeling that they have to like have some like extravagant wedding, so therefore they wait longer to get married. They're more likely to slip up. And
when
then,
you said something about financial stability, what?
Yeah, like financial. Like if I'm not climbing that ladder to like get to where I want to be. I'm not saying like there's like a target, but I'm saying like, okay, even like a full-time job, that could be like, okay, I've got a full-time job, now I can
save.
I know, I've known people that, you know, you can get married wherever, like in a registry office if you want to. It just depends on your on a real thing, like, people shouldn't really be putting their nose up at that, really, because in a sense like there's no real way of like how to get married. All it is just leaving your family and going to your wife, basically.
That's it. That's Genesis 2 verse something.
£25,000 price tag, £35,000 price tag onto it.
That's high, you
like,
know.
It's not.
I'm a student.
No, I know, but people.
So you shouldn't be getting married.
But the average,
like, that student mentality.
The average wedding in the UK is over 25.
Exactly. Yeah.
25 grand, isn't it? So
and for the rich Asian lot. Shout out to the Asian fans.
Mate.
Gang.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, like, they pay.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's not them. Yeah. That's not them, though. It's
the family that comes together. Family.
Yeah, yeah, like, how are you going to have 800 people at your wedding? Are you mad?
Nah, I could have 800.
Sexy, though. You see, now the thing is, yeah, if I could have that, I would actually have that. I'm flying family down from a country.
Fly family down. Family, I don't even know.
I'm coming in on elephant, everything.
If you're not in my contacts, yeah, you're not coming to my wedding. I'm not joking.
I can't lie. Some people in my contacts ain't coming to my wedding.
Well, exactly. That's true as well.
Message getting deleted right before.
That's true. If you're not in my contacts or we haven't spoken in the last 6 months of my life, you're not getting an invitation.
Last 6 months? That's a bit harsh. Life happens.
Well, who would I not speak to for 6 months?
Well, I'll say 2 weeks. Like, 6 months is a lot, you know. Like, that's a long time.
No, at this rate.
Anyone could come back that fifth week.
You can get a hit bigger than that time, you know.
Anyone could come back that fifth month.
No, 800. Nope.
That's calm.
Nope, not for me to pay for you.
If I could afford that, definitely.
I'm looking to have
coming like Prince Ali. You get me?
I'm looking to have as much as I can afford.
Below 150 guests.
Below 150 guests.
Yeah.
What? That's the lit wedding. You
what?
Know?
That's a what?
That's a lit wedding store.
100 below 150 from both sides of the family.
Yeah, my family's very small. I can count my family. I can tell you
and friends.
I agree, still.
My family, the ones that's going to be invited. Yeah.
No shade to any enormous family members that are not
my family. That
enormous wedding.
If it's shade, it's shade. But. From my family, that before my friends, my family would be about 25 max.
And then friends?
Mercy.
Friends. To be fair, I feel like because friends are quite mutual.
Right.
From both sides. Right. Some of them. So that are not mutual, it's probably another 30.
You know when
okay, so 20 plus 30, 50.
Like, yeah. That's 50. That's from you. I'm giving my from me
50
at 50 max,
and then 100 from
mutual and his side.
Whose side? Just bleep that out.
My future husband.
Whoever he is.
Yeah. No.
Fair play.
Wrong. Ooh, okay. I'm gonna read something here. The ideas of courtship have their foundation in erroneous ideas concerning marriage. They follow impulse and blind passion. The courtship is carried out on a spirit of flirtation.
Mercy. Mm.
The parties frequently violate rules of modesty and reserve and are guilty of indiscretion.
Oof.
If they do not break the law of God. The high, noble, lofty design of God in the institution of marriage is not discerned. Therefore, the purest affections of the heart, the noblest traits of character, are not developed. What do we make of that?
I think it's true. And I hope all you people that have been in a relationship for 6 years are listening.
Actually targeting like straight away. Man said we know the rules have been broken.
If you've been in a relationship for 6 years, it's calm in it, like allow it.
But I know what you've been doing.
Nah, even No, but they might be that. There might be the one or two couples that actually haven't done anything. Let's not honesty.
I feel like I categorize people. I could never be in a relationship for 6 years. I feel like I'm just wasting my time.
Yeah, but that's you though. People have got a long side. You know what I mean? Why not get married?
Especially if I'm waiting as well.
Exactly.
It might not be the right time.
For what?
Six years though.
Cameron, okay, let's rewind. Okay.
Get out of here.
Why does everyone in this room want to get married? Let me ask it. Is there anyone in this room who does not want to get married?
Justin.
Let them speak for themselves. Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
I don't think I do it right now. Not even right now, but I don't think I do.
You don't think you want to get married?
Okay, I don't want to get married right now.
Obviously, not right now.
Your state of mind now says you don't want to marry.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask why? I'm just curious. Because I have had that state of mind.
I've been around the block.
So basically, normally explain.
How? Was
sorry.
Exo.
Can we go to silent for just a moment? Okay. So you were saying, oh yeah.
For the record, I'm not her. No, no, no.
Of course.
I don't like the word her.
That's subjective.
I've changed.
Yeah.
I was.
We shouldn't label Justin.
I prefer the term sex worker.
Wow.
I'm joking.
You know, this night shift.
I'm joking.
Why was there night shift in Tesco, guys?
Night shift in Tesco.
I'm joking.
These night shifts, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Carry on. I'm joking.
Apparently, I made more than my manager, I'm just saying. But anyway.
Jeez. Stun on them.
But yeah.
What is he managing, though?
Wow.
That ass.
Couple. Not a tour. Relax.
Woo.
I only manage my own.
Who's your pastor? What church does he go to?
My pastor.
Yeah, I need to send him this.
Wow.
This is what I mean.
You know what?
The amount of stuff.
You won't say anything, though.
It's right, I know.
They'll give me firm.
Nah, you know what? My pastor will be all right with this.
Fisherman. Justin.
I know your pastor.
Who's that? Who's your pastor?
Fish really? Men, isn't it?
Yeah, I know your pastor.
Yo. My G.
I haven't been for a while though, so. Sorry. Nice. Shouldn't say that. What? Delete this part. Clap.
Yeah.
Okay. I missed all of that.
Now I'm saying, like, I said my church, but like, I said I haven't been for a while. So,
yeah. Oh, is that why you clap? Yeah. Okay.
When it, I go.
Nah, but okay. Yeah. The reason why obviously I don't want to get married is because, like,
he's broke.
I'm joking. She's right.
I'm broke, bro. Literally.
What's going on?
Why don't you want to get married?
The reason is because it's a thing where, like, me personally, I just want to work on myself right now. Mm-hmm. So I just want to be in that zone, as in, like, getting God's name glorified rather than my own.
Yo.
Wow.
I mean, there's been times where I've used God's name for the wrong thing, as in I've used God's name to get girls.
Lord forgive me.
So it's a thing where, like, after, like, after sacrifice,
I've used his name in vain. Mercy.
I wonder how all the girls he messed with are feeling right now.
Now, I know the feeling of, I've literally apologized for it. So, well, to the majority of them, there's some that I just wouldn't talk to. So, like, there's some that I have literally said, I've said my apologies to.
You're good, man.
Aww. So, yeah, had to. Amen.
That's good. We love that.
It's so, okay. Say, okay. Say if you did, do you know what? I'm going to make a comment there.
Ooh.
I think that's a good thing, and I think that's the right thing. For a while.
What do you think, Norma?
The reason I say that is because for a while I've been studying Genesis.
Yeah.
And it intrigues me that before Adam gets to meet Eve, he obviously meets God. And before Eve meets Adam, Adam is put to sleep, and Eve meets God before she meets Eve.
Mm.
Adam.
Mm. before Adam. Let's not rewrite Genesis. Yeah. Before but yeah. So like that is deep, man. That's deep. That's a, I think it's worth doing. But say, okay, say you get to the point where you're walking tight with God.
Yeah.
Would you feel like you wouldn't find it necessary to get married, or you might want to get married,
depends
how you feel then.
Depends what painting walks around the corner in it, Justin.
I'm in a painting, like, I'm just...
It depends what God says.
I'm settling.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a painting, but obviously I know my heart.
You're settling.
I'll settle for, like, what God has for me. It's not a thing where, like, I'm looking for...
I feel like that's the wrong word.
Oh, don't use the word settle. Don't use that word. No, you won't settle. You will obey God.
Exactly, I'll obey God.
You will obey God and accept what God has.
I feel like going for something that God has, God is not going to present you as something that you're not going to be interested in.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
So you won't be, settling.
I'll settle for the settling
is thinking, oh, I want her.
You will accept.
I want her, but
that's the right word. Because what if you don't want? What if you don't want what God is what God is presenting for you?
Nah, for real. You see, I feel like God will know your heart. God wouldn't present you with a thing that you wouldn't find attractive.
No. I think God might.
No.
Okay.
Let me say why.
I know what example he's gonna use.
Please do.
The one with the Jezzy, and he has to marry the Jezzy anyway.
Whoa.
Oh, I wasn't gonna use that example, but I know what you're on about. You mean, so when Hosea has to marry the harlot?
Yeah. When the blood, yes.
Is it Hosea?
But she was fired,
though. I hope I'm right. But that's not the example I'm going to use. I was going to say, example one. Samson goes after women who are not of Israel, one of whom is Delilah. And the other one's name escapes me. If she is named. I can't remember if she's named.
I don't think she is. Well, no. I think she is, actually.
You I can't remember.
He does have a choice between two.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's Judges something versus something. Judges.
Because obviously you've got Delilah there, they're like basically a porn star. And then you got like the SDA girl.
Really?
I
thought it was just her, like.
You got the long skirt.
Judges 15, let's see.
The long skirt.
Okay, in that case.
But also, what about, say, what if God, like, I think that God knows a person's heart well enough to know, he knows to make so-and-so rich and so-and-so not rich. Because he knows that if he makes so-and-so rich, so-and-so has access to whatever so-and-so wants. That means that, so say if I have an addictive personality and God makes me rich, or say I have been addicted to cocaine and God makes me rich. But what if God knows my heart and he knows, listen, if I make him rich, he's gonna be on that cocaine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's not give him that. Or I think God gives us not what we want, but what we need.
What we need. There we go. I like that.
However,
I'm on bated breath, man. You're doing a me on me. Go on.
God is not gonna provide
me
with a dead thing.
Nah, it's true. I mean, that's what you need.
What do you mean by dead thing?
Or God does not provide us with dead things.
Of course not. But in terms of
okay, you're saying God could provide us with someone that we potentially don't find attractive, but I'm saying that
I'm not saying that,
but I'm saying on most of the occasions God's gonna look at, you know, like Justin for example, and be like, yo, I know what Justin likes, but also know what Justin needs.
Exactly, that's what I mean. Get me?
He's gonna cater for those, you know.
Nice face. Okay. You know what?
Definitely.
Here's a question. Definitely. Not even a question. I'm gonna make statement as well.
Not even a nice face, but someone that Justin finds attractive.
Yeah, of course.
Or at least that Justin, like, in terms of like, okay, so some people aren't like out and out like pretty like as soon as like you see them in it. However, it's true, both guys and girls.
It's true.
Okay,
just
like,
you know,
like. I've in my life now, yeah, I've met girls that, you know, have been pretty, but don't have a personality. I've also met girls that, you know, they're not the prettiest girl.
Bro, my
they're not the most conventional. When I say conventionally, conventionally pretty, like, you know, like, I would, like, in our world, like, everyone light skin, yeah, big bottom, big breasts.
It doesn't have to be light skin, come dark.
But no, but I'm just saying, like, the conventional.
Dark skin.
I'm saying conventional.
You know what I mean? Oh, okay.
It could be, like, average,
yeah,
but then their personality.
By the way, Cameron put average in quotes. By the way,
yeah,
by the way, can I just, for Cameron's sake, yeah, he's not saying that the standard of pretty is light skin, because you know,
yeah,
some people here,
that's what I was trying to, that's what I was trying to correct.
Yeah, no, but I, like, that's why I said that's why I said conventionally pretty, because
okay, like, because a Western convention,
yeah.
Basically, what TV deems as
so
as pretty,
yeah,
what I would say is. Okay, I'll say two things. One will be directly, like, it's not a disagreement. It's just like adding on, kind of. I've had the experience where there's someone who looks attractive, and then they've done something, and then all of a sudden I've been put off. I'm like, I can't even look at them. So to me, there's that experience.
So many times.
So there's that. But then the other thing is, here's the next question. It's not even a question, it's a comment. I think that God is trying to get us to a place where what attracts us is what he wants to attract us. Mm. So for example, here's an example, but this is like a meta example. In Revelation, there's a description of two churches. One church is described as being pure. It's described as being clothed in light. It has it stands on the moon, and it has stars around, crowned with stars, and it's clothed with the sun. So it's just light, and it's pure, like white light. You can see it almost as. And then the other woman it talks about is talked of as being dressed in purple and scarlet, and as being decked with gold. And so those are the two women. The world is attracted to one of those women, and those two women are basically descriptions of two churches, or of one church and another church.
Mercy.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
And the world goes after one of these churches, and it's not the light church.
Yeah, you're basically saying that, like, okay, if I'm not, okay, boom. So if I'm not filled with God, I'm gonna go with what
the world wants.
Is what will attract me
So basically, okay, I've been brought up with certain principles now, yeah?
Yeah.
If I wasn't brought up with those principles, I would find something else potentially attractive. That's what you're basically saying.
It's very true.
Mm.
I hear that.
Yeah. So 100%. Basically, whatever you're filled with, you find that has a bearing on your preferences.
Mm.
So boom. So in school, again, I'll go on the light skin thing. If when I was in school now, yeah, the conventional pretty girl, light skin, big breast, big bottom, da 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 da, curly hair, whatever. That was like
literally. That was
her
name. in the girls' school. Literally. Short as well.
Are you talking about a real person? Or
she's
is that
a real person?
Huh?
Oh, did you guys go to the same school?
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys knew the same.
Oh, so you actually met. Oh, wow, mad.
Yeah. So that those.
I thought
those,
you were talking about a type.
Pretty people.
Yeah.
If you go along with that, like, I know, like, a lot of, like, guys in, like, school, that's where kind of you develop a lot of stuff, including like your preferences.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
No, I get that. 100%.
If you go along with the norm, which is, you know, light skin, when you get to like 22, that's gonna still be your preference.
That's gonna stick.
But you don't know where your preference came from. You know what I mean? Like you don't track it back. But for like other people that just can find other people attractive, like let's say like an Asian girl or a Somali girl. Like, but I remember in school, man, I used to think, yo. Like, not me personally, but...
Like, I should have get it out there.
No. But
you used to think it, can
No. There was an air that people that like Somalian people or Somali people, but ooh, dead.
Somali girls are
ooh. Dead.
Have you seen Somali school, girls now? Though,
dead.
Bro? What?
I can't lie. In school, they were dead. What? Like
in school, yeah,
being called Somali was.
I might have to cut all this out.
No,
my job.
Have to.
No, I don't have to. But
yeah, like yeah. Being called Somali was a diss at school.
Was a diss.
Okay, you know, I see what you say. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like being called the African girls now, at school, what? Fam.
Yeah, when I first came into this country, yo.
What? The girls yo. Now. What? The Somali girls now. The nice ones, anyway. What?
Like, don't. Yeah, let me what? Not get it twisted. Not every Somali girl is fire.
What?
But not every black girl's fire. Not every it's white true. Girl's fire. Not every Asian girl's fire.
Just how, we are just all how, fearfully and wonderfully made.
But, no. But we are all fearfully and wonderfully made.
Wonderfully made.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
What?
And let your light shine from within.
No, but what, so, basically, I agree with what Cameron says. Like your preference,
yes.
All depends as well on the influence that you have around you growing up. So there's some people like now that we ask, oh, what's your type? Tattoos. I want a guy who I can smoke weed with and things like that. Whereas I'd find
like
that so
one for everyone as well. Like, yeah. That's the main one for everyone. Like the one. Someone I can smoke with.
Yeah, I've seen that. Someone I can smoke with. But for me, like, if a guy smokes weed, that's a turn off. If a guy smokes at all, anything.
Nah, well, Alvin, what you were saying, like, is in with the whole wrapped with light and then like, so, wrapped with gold.
Essentially, this is.
Wait!
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, I thought you were asking.
Nah, the thing that you were saying, like.
I didn't even finish that point. That's why I wanted to jump straight back.
That's what I'm saying. The thing you're saying, it matters with, like, everything. You get me?
Yeah.
It's like a thing where it's not just, like, with females or, like, with in relationships. It's like with.
Yeah.
Like the road life is in, like people will become accustomed to that because like that makes the money quicker than like being wrapped in light, being wrapped in God. Like it gradually makes you money, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? So that's everything. Obviously, I remember the time in like when Pastor Bishop was Pastor Bishop, you know.
Your dad.
Like when he's my dad. Where's he?
He's talking Wes.
Obviously when we went to London.
Yeah.
Obviously, like you know how we had good cars around, like obviously.
Yeah. Oh.
When
you know
that guy came over and was like,
do you remember that?
He was like, he literally came over and was like, what do you lot do? Like, cause in how do you have these cars? Do you sell drugs, bro?
Yeah, like, the situation happened. Like, I was mad. So baffled. Like,
it was a black guy, bro.
But you know what it was? Because he was confused because we looked like him, but we were driving cars, nice cars. And
what were you driving?
There was certain Audis, certain Maxes, certain Audis. You know, but the Don come up and was like, "Yo, what do you like?
Do you like do?"
And people was like, "This professional job, teacher,
teachers."
And it wasn't, and he was a bit
like,
baffled.
He was shocked. He was like, "Man, do you not don't sell drugs or nothing?" So it was a bit crazy. So what people see is like people would want to go to that darkness because they think that it makes the money quicker rather than going for the good stuff.
Here's the mad bit. I only understand this at an intellectual level right now, or like it's not yet by the grace of God. God will make it like also like part of me. Literally. But at the moment it's an intellectual understanding of something. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's a bit more than intellectual, but let's say that. Okay. So when God is choosing the king, in fact, I preached on this. Pastor Gordon just recently. Anyway, when God is choosing the king of Israel, he goes to Jesse and he asks for all his sons. God tells Samuel, I look at the heart and not the outward. Man looks at the outward, I look at the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way God looks at things. Then let's jump to Isaiah 53 and the description of Christ. It describes Christ as it says, there's no comeliness. Anyone looking for it? Yeah. Someone has to look for it. There's no comeliness that anyone should desire him or. Nah, I can't quote it off the top of my head.
Isaiah 53, what?
I mean, the whole chapter is just beautiful.
Okay. Verse 1.
Yeah.
Who has believed our message? I'm reading from the NIV.
God, that's fine, cool.
I forgot.
new international version.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who has believed our message, to whom he has the arm of the Lord has revealed. He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of a dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Ooh.
You catch that? That's talking about Jesus Christ. But it's worth keep reading. Like,
no, just, do you know what? Someone did say to me, I never knew there was an actual verse, but someone did say to me that Jesus was not good looking.
As in, like, he wasn't like, you couldn't look and go, oh my goodness, there he is. Like, that's Jesus. He looks prettier than. Notice Saul. Notice Saul. When Saul is described as having stood, he was tall. Like, if someone would have gone against Goliath, Saul would have. Saul is described as being heads above. Like, you could tell that's Saul. When Saul was a king, he looked like a king. He taught like he was a king. Yeah?
Yeah.
But then when God sends Christ, he sends him.
But that's kind of like the antithesis of the whole like Jesus concept.
The what? Sorry. Big
boy West, what is the antithesis? Which what? What's like, as in Saul is the antithesis.
It's kind of like okay, yeah, you're not gonna send Jesus in like the perfect body. You're gonna send him like in like an average body. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
You're not.
You see, I was saying this to like someone else, as in. Deep from when Jesus was born, though, like, okay, in, go from on, the beginning go in Bethlehem when Jesus was born.
Yeah,
he was born in shh.
Yeah,
like, he was born in crap. Okay. Like, I don't like saying it, but like, obviously, he wasn't born in like the finest hotel. You get me? Because obviously, if he was born as a king, coming down as a king, and literally the only people that recognized him was like the wise men.
So yeah, even, like, from another country.
From the beginning,
like, not even from Israel.
Exactly.
But so I just want to read this because it's like, you know, when you think, do you know how many prophecies there are anyway in the Old Testament of Christ? Anyway, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men and man despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted.
Do you know what? This is making me think that I'm just reading through it along with you, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's like this man's life has been hard from day.
Yo.
Like I forget day, that. Like day. Most of the times when I think about Christ suffering, I only think about the cross.
That's the time leading to that.
Reading this now, I'm like, this guy was born in with animals. Like,
do you know his
parents
brothers
actually had nothing, and then exactly. We cry about
the little things like
the fact that I can't get some YSL heels like other people. I can't get red bottoms like other people. We compare ourselves with like rich people who've got like 100 cars like in their house, but then this guy never complained, you know. And this is why people forget as well, like this is why I've never thought about it as well, because he never cries about it. Do you get what I mean?
Exactly.
How hard his life has been is like every time you read in Matthew through his journey with his disciples, he's living life like he's living his best life, but he actually doesn't have anything. I've never dipped that. And then on top of that, having such a hard start off in life, you're taking people's sins and you're getting whipped. You're getting whipped.
Man was from Hansa, man was from ends, you know what I mean?
If that was me right now, I'd be in asylum house. Like, I'd be sectioned.
Asylum, bro. I would live, bro.
I'd be sectioned.
And that's not even a point of me talking about what I was going to talk about, because it's gone deeper than that now.
you can even go back and deep it from like the beginning when
I'm just going to say really quickly in the context of like looking for a partner. God wants us like, and then I'm gonna leave it and then go back to what we're talking about.
You know, no, it's like, funny, like this kind of links in terms of like when Norm was talking, I was thinking about materialism.
Yeah, it does. Definitely. Most definitely.
Okay, I'm gonna finish my point. In the context of looking for a partner, it's worth looking for someone. What a person looks like obviously matters. Like, to be drawn to someone matters.
Yeah, 100%.
But it shouldn't matter over whether that person is going to bring you to Christ or not. So
yeah.
You say it shouldn't.
Like, for real, it should not matter more than like.
I hear that, but sometimes if you're not attracted to someone instantly, it's not even going to get to the point where you're bringing me to Christ. Like, most of the time the conversation won't go past asking for my number, me saying no. Do you get me?
Yeah, that's true. But here's the thing also, like,
he's saying no, you know.
I think humans are attracted to a lot of different aspects of people. So like, a person can be attracted to what a person looks like. That's one thing. But also, from my personal point of view, I'm attracted to what people do. Like, or people are attractive, like, based on what they do. So for instance, if someone is nice, I find that attractive. Yeah. But say if I see someone who, like, a person who looks after someone else, I find that, like, hell of attractive. If someone has that, like, that nature of, I can see them looking after someone, I'm like, wow. I don't know. I find that attractive.
Yeah, but then that depends. I feel like that depends if you already know the person. Do you get what I mean? But say if I'm meeting you for the first time, I'm not gonna know all those things about you. Do you get what I mean? It's the initial attraction. Like, I feel like that sort of mindset or situation works better for people. You know how people sometimes get with their friends? And stuff like that. Whereas with me, I'm not like that. Like, I can't see myself with any of my friends. Like, if I befriend you, it's because there's not that chemistry. I'm kind of like into that instant connection type of thing. Exactly. Any guy that I've ever spoken to like that, I was not friends with them before. Do you get what I mean? Okay. I'm very much into, like, I see you, the first time I see you, I'm just like, oh.
Girl said Romeo and Juliet connection.
Like, that type of thing. I'm into that type of thing. You see that stuff you see on the movie?
Okay.
Where I notice you from the other room. You notice me, and I'm just like.
With that, do you make sure that you check? Do you check, like, say if that happens?
Yeah.
Sorry. I think you were going to ask it better than me, so I'm going
to
shut up.
But doesn't that go to kind of what Alvin says? Because that kind of shows your mindset. Am I on the right track in terms of,
like,
right?
I was gonna say,
like, you might not be in the right place.
Nah, I was gonna say, like, do you vet them after, like, when you?
Oh yeah, that's what the talking stage is for, isn't it? That's what talking to you is for. That's what going on first dates is for, and then third date, I probably say,
I don't know where I heard this from, but someone was like, yo, it's important when you are, like, dating someone to perhaps do some service with them. Service with them in terms of, like,
serve people with them.
I want to pause to say this. I don't want to say this on there.
Why say it?
I can't. Okay, those. It's kind of true. Mm. I swear down.
But you learn a lot from doing. If the person's willing to do that with you, you know what?
What was it? TD camp.
Yeah.
This is not. I don't think I'm putting this
Alvin.
In. A TD camp.
Alvin, tell me.
The girl who was my
Alvin.
Partner.
Shut up, man. God, let me tell the story.
I think we were doing Poland and Denmark.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't like a boom.
Ooh.
But let me say it like this. We're I was like mad. Ooh! Under this, let me explain myself. Under this pressure, it's a pressure, like, the situation is a pressured one because you're feeding people, yeah? So you're like, under all this pressure, we're getting along swimmingly and we're dealing with anything, like, really well.
We got this. Of course you did, bro. What do you mean?
Then the other show,
man. Are you dumb, blood? Are you dumb?
No, wait.
Man's talking to Alvin Dewati, you know? Are you mad?
Don't government me, man.
Oh, call me searches in Facebook now.
and then also, like, I don't know, you get to see an aspect of them, like, how, like, I was like, this is how you are under pressure. Not only under pressure, like, you're treating these people you don't know well.
Oof.
You're like, you've like
very sexy.
Like, I don't know. It's just like, but as the week is going, I'm like, if you didn't live Finland, Finland? Yeah, if you didn't live in Finland.
What do you mean, man? Catch flights?
What? Come on,
nah, big man.
Listen, I'm not money.
What if that's what God has for you? Like, what if that's what God?
Then God will make a way.
God will make a way.
Where there seems to be no
way. God will make a way to bring her over.
Nah, you lot. You lot.
Over here or something.
Either him over there or she down here.
Yeah.
God will make a way.
Who knows?
But like, I was surprised. Like, it was like, she
could have moved.
I don't know if she was my type, but I was like, but by the end of the week, I was like, okay.
She's your type, you get me?
I ain't got no type. It's like, I find that fascinating. Like, that thing of like doing something like that kind of thing with a person.
Fisherman Alvin.
Listen, I was doing the work of the Lord, and I was feeding the 5,000. Well, 4,700 or something.
Yeah. No, but you're right, man. You're right. You're right.